When we played in
Louisville, Kentucky,
we used to do all our wash. See, we used to dance in patent leather shoes. And it had two holes, and we put ribbon in it. When we hit in a town and getting ready for the show, we go wash our ribbons, put a little starch in them so they would set out pretty on the stage. And we put line up in some of the rooms and dry our little things like our old briefs would we wear and different little things that we need for the show. So it happened in Lillian's room. Bessie walked in while we were getting, I was ironing the ribbons, and Lillian was over there washing something, I don't know what it was. And Bessie walked over and she kissed Lillian. And she had been messing around with her quite a while then, but Lillian was embarrassed on account of me. Mm-hmm. So she jerked away, and when she jerked away, Bessie snatched her. And she says, listen, don't play around with me like that. I don't like it. I had no business messing around at first. So Bess said, is that the way you feel? So she said, yes, that's exactly how I feel. So she says, well, that's good. Say, all this is for Ruby's benefit, huh? So she says, it's not for anybody's benefit. I just don't like it. What we do when there's no one around, that's different. So Bessie said, well, now you know how I feel about the whole thing. The hell with you, bitch. I got 12 women on this show, and I can have one every night if I want to. So don't you feel so important. Now don't you say another word to me while you're on this show, or you go home bagging baggage. And she walked out of the room, and Lily started crying. And I was trying to pacify her, but I couldn't do it. Sure enough, Bessie meant what she said. And on the fourth day, Lily couldn't take it any longer. And we went to the theater. And I was out as I usually are. I go everywhere, you know what I mean? I go around window shop and so on and so forth. And then I go from there, I'll go buy something, and then I go from out the street right to the theater for the matinee. So I went back there, and all the girls in the dressing room. So Lily was in the same dressing room as me, but we didn't pay no attention because sometimes they wait till the last minute before they get in. Sometimes they call 15 minutes and they come running through the door, you know, get in there in time to get dressed for the show. So 15 minutes passed and everybody said, well, where's Lily? Nobody don't know where Lily is. So they did the whole show. Nobody knew where Lily was. So we went and told Bessie. Said Lily didn't show up. She said, I thought it was one of the girls about the show. So they said, Lily, she didn't come into the dressing room. So she said, yeah, she's trying to pout, huh? Well, I'll fix her. Come on, Ruby. And she took me, and we went back to the hotel. And we got there, we smelled this gas. And we got to the door, we were trying to push the door. I said, Bess, don't you smell gas? And she said, yeah, I believe it is gas. So she banged on the door, she tried to push the door, she couldn't do it. She ran downstairs and got her pride, and he come up with the pass key and went there and I opened the door. And if we'd come, 10 minutes later, she'd been dead. So right away, they broke the window and let the air in because she'd unlocked the window and put two nails in it so nobody couldn't open it. And so the ambulance got there and they took away, you know, I guess to whatever they did, I don't know. But anyway, she was taken away. And then, well, they kept her there overnight, of course. And then Bessie went to the hospital and got her out and brought her back. Mm-hmm. Now that happened in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And they made up after that. And after that, she never told Bessie, she didn't care where Bessie kissed her, not to bother her anymore. And she got bold then with Bessie. She didn't care who knew it.
I see. But she never made another tour with Bessie.
No, after she came back and we was out on the road for a while, Jack joined the show about a month later. When Jack come back, she was afraid that somebody would tell Jack what happened. And everybody on the show was talking about it. How Bessie got mad at Lily and Lily tried to commit suicide. And so Lily got scared and quit.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her since.
When did Jack find out about Bessie? what you were doing.
Well, I think he found out in Detroit when all that mess broke out there. Jack come back unexpectedly and found them in the room crying, and they claimed that Jack walked in on Bessie.
Oh.
With Marie.
Yeah.
The other ballet tap dancer.
Yeah.
And that happened in Detroit. In Detroit. He had to hide to get out of Detroit because Jack was looking for us everywhere, and we went into this. That was when she used to get a whole coach to herself. Anytime you got over 35 or 40 people, you have your own coach, you know.
Right.
So, Bessie had a party up there at this woman's house. It was right near the jailhouse there in Detroit. Because when we come out side entrance, the prisoners would be hauling down, "Hey, girl," and we'd be hauling up at them and everything. I'll never get that place in Detroit. And Bessie, that's where the faggots used to dress like women there, and it wasn't against the law, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was an open, real open house for everybody there in that town. And that's where I told you they had that party that time, and I went to it. Bessie and all of us went to the party, and all of us got so drunk there at that house, that some house that was a friend of Bessie, some woman had a house there, a buffet flat.
What was a buffet flat?
A buffet flat is nothing but faggots and bulldaggers and an open house. Everything goes on in that house.
But I mean, it was strictly, it was a gay place.
A very gay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it was strictly for faggots and
everything. Everything that was in the life. Everybody that's in the life.
Yeah. Why was it called a buffet flat? A
buffet means everything.
Yeah.
Everything goes on.
Mm-hmm.
They had a faggot there. It was so great that people used to come there just to watch him make love to another man.
Mm.
That's right. And he was real great. They'd give him a tongue bath and everything. Mm. And by the time he got to the front of that guy, he was shaking like a leaf, baby. And people used to pay good just to go in there and see him do his act. Now, we went into this room where this cat was giving this bit of this bath. Well, I tell you the truth, I was only young then. I was, you're much younger than I am now, you know. And I sat and watched that cat, and everybody in the room was excited. Honey, I've never seen anything like that in my life. He started from the cat's toes, and he went up from the back to the front. And by the time he got to the front of that cat, boy, I'm telling you, he was jeeping. And I felt like jeeping with him. And everybody in the room felt the same. That cat was great. I'm telling you, he was fine.
A real artist.
Oh, he was. There ain't no job about that. He really was. In fact, in them days, they only had them working in there that could draw money. You see. They had to pay as they come in. You know what a buffet flat is. They pay as they come in. You have to pay to go in. And they have shows, and every room is different. Two women going together, a man and a man going together. And anything that you want to see is in that place. And if you're interested, they do the same thing to you. You want to pay? I wanted to get in with that cat. But he said it wasn't fish day, you know.
Oh.
So, so I was out. And then that same house had a woman that used to put a soda bottle, you know, a regular Coke bottle, up in her pussy.
Mm. She'd get it out again, I hope.
Naturally. She'd be with it.
Anyway.
And then on top of it, she used to take a cigarette and light it and puff it with her pussy.
Mm.
She was that great. She could puff it with her pussy. Educated pussy, you know.
Yes, right. And that's before filter tips.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. So anyway, Bessie had us to go to this woman's house.
You were just invited to this place, the buffet?
No, the woman, no sooner Bessie came. They all came, the whole crowd. Bessie's crowd came into Detroit that day. I forget the name of the theater we played at. And they were making so much noise, "Hey, Bessie," all hauling down there, Bessie, and no, she went, that show went over great. And when they got through, there was two great big cars standing out there waiting for us when the show was over. Mm-hmm. And we all piled in. Bess is a regular crowd. She just had a few of the girls. She didn't take us all, those that knew how to keep their mouth shut.
Yeah.
And we went to this woman's house. And boy, that house was packed. Ooh, everything, honey, you could name was in that house. And they laid, I got drunk and they laid me on the bed with all these fine coats and I throwed up all over all of the minks and the ermines. I didn't give a damn about none of the coats. That's messed up everything. I was so hot. And when I woke up the next morning, I was in a room and a white gal had messed with me. Mm. And it was the prettiest white chick you ever laid your eyes on, child. When I say that, I mean real fine. And that chick fixed me up but good. And then I had the nerve to get shame after it was over. Nothing happened until it was over. And when she come to the theater the next day, I was ashamed to look at it. And Bessie, somebody caught Bessie. I don't know what happened. Well, Bessie caught somebody. I don't know which way that mess was put down, but anyway.